Now, I think that we all want to experience that. I am very sure that all the listeners and most everybody in this planet, for not saying everybody, we want to experience this kind of love. But we don't know it. We don't know unconditional love because we're always conditioning. We don't know this universal love. So I ask again the question, how can we experience this?
Simple example.
Un ejemplo simple.
When a dog is struggling for life on the street.
Cuando el dios está luchando por su vida en la calle.
El perro. Un perro que se llama Dios.
God dog.
When donkey is groaning for thirst on the street.
Cuando el burro está muriéndose de sed en la calle.
When a man is struggling hard out of pain on the street.
Cuando el hombre está sufriendo de dolor en la calle.
You react.
Tú reaccionas.
You reflect.
Tú reflejas.
You want to alleviate that suffering.
Tú quieres aliviar ese sufrimiento.
Why do you do that?
¿Por qué lo haces?
By removing the suffering of the other man.
Removiendo el sufrimiento del otro hombre.
You are happy.
Tú eres feliz.
When the other man is in pain.
Cuando el otro hombre está en dolor.
You feel painful within.
Tú sientes el dolor dentro tuyo.
That's universal love.
Ese es el amor universal.
So in one way or another, everybody has experienced this universal love. We just not do it consciously, just react instinctively. Is it because it's so natural to us, this universal love? This is like breathing. It is so natural that we don't know it consciously.
Yes.
Do we need to make it conscious? Maybe is it about making it conscious? Would it make any difference if we make conscious this kind of love?
If we make it conscious,
si lo hacemos conscientemente,
we can enjoy it even more.
Podemos aún disfrutar más.
We can develop it even more.
Podemos desarrollarlo aún más.
We can share it even more.
Lo podemos compartir aún más.
We can live in brotherhood even more.
Podemos vivir en hermandad aún más.
We can live in unity more.
Podemos vivir en unidad más.
That is amazing. We certainly. Do you feel that this possibility of expanding universal love in the planet, so we can experience something different, is actually going to happen one day? You know, the whole planet.
Spirituality.
La espiritualidad.
Is not anything like a political party.
No es nada como un partido político.
It is not community attempt or societal effort.
No es algo como un intento comunitario o un esfuerzo social.
Each individual has to work towards that goal.
Cada individuo tiene que trabajar para esa meta.
Government laws,
las leyes del gobierno,
parliaments,
los parlamentos,
can't help you.
No te pueden ayudar.
Individually you have to work your own growth.
Tú tienes que trabajar por tu propio crecimiento individualmente.
So, from this individual,
de este individuo, de este crecimiento individual,
we get into the society.
Vamos a la sociedad.
Bring about transformation.
Para traer transformación.
That is what we call service.
Eso es lo que nosotros llamamos servicio.
Love in action is service.
El amor en acción es servicio.
This is beautiful. I want to, first of all, want to thank you so much for coming here, and I know the group from Sai Baba here in Ecuador have gently brought you here, and this is one of the most amazing experiences sharing this moment with you, and I want to thank you for that. To end this conversation, since I don't know how much time you have available, is there something that you really would like to share at this precise moment in time with whoever is listening?
Two statements I love to repeat off and on. Two statements I repeat.
Yo repito dos aseveraciones siempre.
They're Baba's words.
Que son palabras de Baba.
The best way to love God.
La mejor manera de amar a Dios.
Is to.
Es.
Love all, serve all.
Ama a todos, sirve a todos.
Best way to experience God.
La mejor forma de experimentar a Dios.
Is to help ever, hurt never.
Ayuda siempre, nunca lastimes.
This is This seems to be so easy to say it out there, and yet so hard to practice, because we all have, like, driving in Quito, driving here in Quito, you can get so angry all the time. No, so we have those feelings. We have anger, we have envy, we have jealousy. They are part of the human experience. And so I wonder, you know, if we are allowed as humans to have all those dark experiences and to feel them, how can we turn anger into love?
Just examine yourself.
Examínate a ti misma.
What has happened to you because of anger?
¿Qué te ha sucedido a ti por la ira?
Because of anger, you are more disturbed than the person on whom you are angry.
Por la ira, tú te sientes más perturbada que la persona por la que estás molesta.
You work up, you are tensed. Mm-hmm. Tension.
Ya tú vas a, pues tienes tensión.
Mm-hmm. You are disturbed.
Tú estás perturbada.
You have lost your peace of mind.
Has perdido tu paz mental.
Therefore, these qualities,
estas cualidades,
made me weak.
Me hacen débil.
Lose my strength.
Perder mi fortaleza.
Spoil my health.
Dañan mi salud.
Remove my inner poise, peace and composure.
Me quita mi paz interior y mi estar compuesto.
When once I understand the harm they have done to me, I will not allow them to grow.
Cuando yo comprendo el daño que ellas me hacen, no les voy a permitir hacerlo.
Thank you so much. I hope this has been very enlightening for all that have shared this moment, as it has been for me. And I want to thank you, and you're always welcome here for these dialogues that we can open and share with everybody. Thank you so much.
I should thank you. The best interview I ever had.
Oh. Es la mejor entrevista que yo nunca haya tenido.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your inquiring mind, meditative mind.
Y aprecio que seas una mente inquisitiva.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to put a little song and then we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much.